Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're talking this morning to Aviram Meir. He is the uncle of Almog Meir Yan, who was held hostages for months and then was rescued. So as the world watches a new announcement about the prospective deal or hostage deal that does involve an exchange, we wanted to hear Aviram's reaction. So I first met Aviram, as I mentioned. I actually met him at Hostage Square. It was a few short months, in fact, after October 7th, and he spoke to us in a group, and since then has spoken to us here at Chai FM a number of times as he continued to be very active in this space. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. What is your...
Good morning, Howard. Good morning.
What are you feeling this morning?
Well, I'm feeling that it might happen. I'm very curious. I'm trying not to be happy. I'm trying to see that it will happen, and then we'll celebrate. I believe that things can happen, so I don't want to celebrate. I don't want to be happy yet. I want to see that it's going to be actually in reality that they will come back, and then we'll celebrate. Until then, we'll wait with eating our nails.
Yeah. It's. I suppose the families have been through this before, but they've never been this
several times.
But yes. they've never been this far in the process, have they?
Yes, you're right. It looks like very real. But until it's not happening, it's like football. Until it's not over, it's not over. So I would like to wait. If it will be Saturday or Sunday or Monday, I don't know when they will come back. And then let's see who will come back and in what situation. And I believe, unfortunately, there will be bodies that won't be found. I'm suggesting to wait a bit.
So you don't feel yet confident enough to celebrate?
No. I want to see that it happens. Yes, you're right. It's a new stage, and we haven't been in this such stage until now. But let's see that it's happening. This is what I'm feeling this morning. I'm not joining the celebration.
You're not. And it's interesting because we spoke a little bit earlier with Aviva Siegel, who is celebrating. And obviously everybody has their own personal reaction to it. Nothing is right and nothing is wrong. It is just how... How you feel. What does... have you spoken with Almog, what his reaction is?
Not yet. It's quite early in the morning. No, I don't believe that he's awake.
That. Right.
I spoke with him yesterday. And he's going to be in a ceremony in the Holocaust Museum in... Washington, D.C. next week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I told him that if there is going to be agreement, if he's going to be there, he said, it will be what will be. I hope he won't go because there will be an agreement and the hostages will come back and we'll celebrate here. This is what I hope. And we'll close this wonder, open wonder, and I hope that we'll start our rehabilitation. And I hope it will be a new stage here.
How has...
But let's celebrate when they come.
How has he been, Almog? How long has it been since he was rescued?
It was June 24, so it means that it's about 15 months since he's been rescued. And I can tell you, the kid is very fine. He's holding his life. He's building his life. He's very strong. And we are very satisfied from his way. I can say that the last year he hardly been in Israel. He's all around,
right,
talking with communities. He's been in South Africa also,
yes.
I believe in March or last February, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But he's all the time, most of the time he's in the States, talking with communities, talking with lots of people, and he's doing really good. He's
incredible.
Really good. I didn't expect that this will be the situation, such a good situation, but he's really good.
It's incredible, actually. I'm just thinking about that, is how resilient he is, and maybe it is the many reasons, the fact that he could also continue to fight for others and to...
He has no other alternative. You have to understand the situation. Even if he wants, he can't, because people invite him all the time to ceremonies, to events. People want him to come to schools. People want him to come and talk in communities here in Israel all the time. The demand is very high, so he can't go to every event, but he can't say no all the time. And in the States, he's been invited everywhere. So even if he wants to dive to his private life, it's very hard.
He's not able to
it's
do it.
It's very hard. So he picked to do it big time.
Right.
And he's doing it really big time. And I believe until all this story will end, and it seems that we are in the end of this part, this chapter, maybe he would, and all the others would and build their own private life and private career and so on. For now, he's a very public person.
Incredible.
So we'll see where the winds will take him, and but he's doing really fine, and we are really, really satisfied from his way, and the way he did until now. In the end, we worry for him for everything, but now he threw us aside, and he's doing his own decisions, and generally he's doing lots of good decisions, and if he's doing bad decisions, we tell him. But
but that's also good, I think. I think
mostly he's doing really good.
Absolutely, it's really,
it's
really,
really
wonderful.
A big joy for us.
I can only imagine, and a massive relief as well, that he was rescued, that he survived that ordeal, and that he has used his time to educate people, to talk to people, and to lobby for the release of the other hostages. And more than anything, that he is, thank God, thriving. Aviram Meir, thank you for that. Uncle of Almog Meir, Jan, who was a hostage held in Gaza. We wanted to get his reaction.